This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are well. You know, if this is your first time at the show, I want to again welcome you, but to let you know that we're doing a little something different today. It's a little different. If you notice the temperature in the room, is it sounding indoorsy or outdoorsy to you? Well, the temperature is quite hot, so we are taking this episode outdoors. It's outside, folks, as I choke on the wind. It's a bit of a breeze this afternoon, yet still a warm and hot sunny sun. So we're excited about that. We're excited about that, that's for sure. We're going to keep it organic today. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. We don't edit this show anyways. Let's just go on to make that clear. But we are going to keep it organic in the sense that we have to change up our environments, especially if we're keeping true to the form of where WTF Landia Radio Show started. If you've been a fan and a friend of the show for the 3 years of its inception, then you will know very well what I mean. So this is exciting. And the reason why I emphasize that we're outdoors is because sometimes, folks, podcasts just can't wait. Now, I'm out here at this beautiful park in Vancouver, British Columbia. The grass is green. The air is perfect. Again, we have a little bit of a breeze. We have a sun shining and bluebird skies. And I just got to thinking. My mind, well, it's working. This is often what I want to do when I want to set aside some wellness time for myself just to be. Although many people who know me, Char Michelle, you know this girl. You know, I enjoy my personal space, aka time alone at times. I don't want to consider myself a loner, but a person who doesn't mind being alone at times. So, it does give me headspace to clear, and which brought me to the thought that I had whilst sitting here doing my ab crunches and exercises that I do while laying down on the grass on my blanket. I usually read and lie down on the grass and do that, but I started to think, typically I can formulate some thoughts, whether it's reading some news briefs or just kind of interpreting in my brain what I've already read before I got here to this point on the grass. And a thought just occurred to me that I started thinking about the central digital banking currency, CBDC. If you're not familiar with the CBDC, I urge you to do some research. Get on to it before it gets on to you. Okay, and here's why I say that. Many of the bank systems around the world are now beginning the phases of opting out of cash and moving into digital. And I think it was brought about by the Bitcoin movement. It says people are really amped and excited about money they can't see, but it's in digital wallets and it's on the computer somewhere. And so, yeah, let's just go for it. I am not. Let me just go on to tell you this. If you don't know, again, if you're new to the show, I am not the most trusting gal. I'm trustworthy, but I'm not the most trusting. I'm not going to just go ahead and say, yep, there's my money. It's there. It's fine. It's there in the computer, digital world. I'm not doing that. One, because I do realize that, you know, the systems can crash. We all have seen a blackout happen. When we see a blackout happen, we kind of hope and wish on a prayer that the lights do come back on. The power, the fridge, you know, amps back up and keeps your food cold and whatnot. But in the meanwhile, we wait, right? We wait for the man, the electric company, or, you know, just the act of God to float by, whether it's hurricane, rain, thunderstorm. But when I'm thinking of having my finances be specifically and solely inside of a digital wallet within the ether somewhere inside of a computer application, it makes me nervous. I want to be able to count my money, put it in my hand and count it. And I know, I realize that this is probably an outdated thought. I get it. That, you know, we should move on. Money's dirty. I mean, look at the pandemic. It taught us that don't touch things. Wear gloves, wear a mask, do this, do that. Then that logical next best step would be to ixnay the paper money and coins, right? So that's the logical next best step. And in a lot of ways it is, especially if you're a germaphobe like me. I battle with myself at times, knowing that I don't trust my money inside of a computer digital system, and I don't like to touch it as often. But I'd rather stick my hand in a glove and put it in, take and pull out money that I can tangibly touch and see. The only faith I have is in God that I can't see. And that's a different type of faith. That's because he's shown me things over and over and over that he might as well just be right in front of me. But that's for another time. Y'all know how I feel about the Lord. But see, what I don't trust is, again, the money being tucked away in a computer. Because what if the power outage happens? And then it mixes around your money with everybody else's money, or it collapses. I mean, computers are only so reliable. What if it gets lost and the whole system fries? You know, you have it in, let's say, let's just call it, let's create a digital banking wallet. Wells Shargo, right? So your banking, your money's in there. And Wells Shargo crashes. And when it crashes, because due to a power outage, it mangles around everybody's digital wallets into each other. Now, Wells Fargo, you know, was pretty reliable bank, central digital banking source. But in this particular junction, it has made a major mistake. And now trillions of people's dollars are mixed around with others' money systems. And I can only rely upon you telling me what you had in your bank. Isn't that weird? Isn't that scary? That's because I don't trust man. I'm not trustworthy of mankind. We're all faulty. And we all make mistakes. And so the person who created the digital banking system for Wells Fargo made a mistake. And when the computer system crashed, so did the functionality of the way it organized people's accounts. So that's where my mind goes. Are we with me? If we're with me, raise your hand. All right. Let's keep this show going. I want to piggyback that onto another thought. Okay, so check this out. I started to think that this digital banking system is something that they're saying they want to put inside your hand and or your eyeball. Now I've been floating this thought where the digital wallet can be something that is, ooh, that's a bee or a bumblebee or whatever. They don't bite. They don't sting. Anyways, the digital banking system or the operative chip, microchip, so to speak, which can be implanted inside of your retina or inside of a little, I mean, this thing is like the size of a dust particle inside of your hand, right? Like right in between the web of your thumb and your index finger, let's say. Okay? That's where I've seen it implanted, and those are people in Sweden who have jumped the gun and got ahead of the mark of the beast curve. But, you know, they're all advanced out there. Swedes. But, okay, so you know what I mean? So they want to put it in there. Now, they're like, if we put these, Elon Musk is also touting, you know, being okay with being the first one to use this Neuralink. Neuralink is similar to that idea that I just touted to you. You put the microchip inside the brain and it thinks for you and it moves things and it moves your phone to different apps. And it does these cool things, right? So the idea sounds noble, it sounds grand, it sounds fun, it sounds cute, until it doesn't. You know when it doesn't sound cute? When it starts thinking your thought, it starts taking account of your thoughts. Now, we do know that we are all, and this is why I was laying out here on this grass, my mind started to think, I can get in trouble for this. I was thinking a thought that I wouldn't normally think, but the thought was there, and it wasn't mine. I don't own it. I wasn't going to take action on it. But the thought was there, and it was different. Let's just say that. It was weird. It could get you in trouble. And I thought, what if that microchip is in my brain? And that thought whizzed on by. And all of a sudden, the person, the people, and the government's in charge of keeping track of that digital thought, put that in the no-no zone and locks me up and throws away the key, even though I didn't act on it. Or they start marking off points in my thought processes and giving me and moving me into the red from the green zone. All right? Does this make sense? Are we going with me? If we're going with me, raise the other hand, two hands, raise both hands up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is not a good thing, people. This is not a good thing. In my brain, this starts off as a noble idea. Well, you don't have to touch that dirty money. You have your money is safe inside the digital ethers. You don't have to worry. You can just blink your eye and walk into Walmart. No one should ever go to Walmart, even if you have microchips or handgun. You shouldn't go in there. It's a dangerous place, but here you are. Amazon stores. Whatever, walk in there, blink your eyebrow, wave your palm over and go in. It's happening. If you're not aware this is happening, then you might want to do a little research. I always say, don't just listen to this podcast radio show, even though we're on to things. We're not always, in the know. We can always learn more. So, in certain countries, it's like stores that are not man-operated. They're not manned. They are operated by you waving your palm of your hand, and then it lets you into the store, and then you make your purchases based on the digital dollar inside your hand or your face ID, and then it can subtract money out of whatever allotment you have inside your digital banking system. Now, if you're not into this kind of an understanding of banking and politics and things like that, then you're probably lost. But if you are, and if then you should become aware of this central digital banking system. And then you should be aware that it can start off as just that, a way to effortlessly pay your bills, move throughout life, wave your hands when you get pulled over at a traffic stop, blink your eyeball when you go into the dentist. It just takes it there. You don't have to use your wallet. You don't have to carry a purse. Sounds noble. Sounds easy, sounds grand, until it's, not. Until it gets weird. And then you've made a mistake and you've pissed off the man and they shut you down. And then you start thinking thoughts that are not your own. And that's the thing. That's what they always say. We're not in charge of our thoughts. We're in charge of our actions. You can think whatever the heck you want. When you act on it, it becomes a different zone. It becomes legally liable. And I always like to go with the legal framework of things, not the idea of things. We can think a lot of things. I can think I'm a millionaire. I'm not there yet. It's only when I become a millionaire by robbing the bank that the legal framework says she's a bank robber and locks me up. Or I just become a millionaire based on my cute looks. It's all happening. Either way it goes. We're going to go ahead and just say that there. But you dig what I'm saying, people? So my thought is that, yeah, the central digital banking system might occur. It will. In fact, likely occur within this year and in the years to follow, as they roll out. By 2030, it was the Great Reset that they have been looking into. You can look into the World Economic Forum for that agenda, and just, you know, research yourself away before you get into something that may sound cute in the Jetsons way, but may not be practical in your, you know, personal, spiritual, religious, and or privacy beliefs. If you want to have privacy, you just might lose it. Because like I said, Elon Musk is saying that this Neuralink can track your thoughts. And I'm just saying, it sounds good till your thoughts are running rampant in there and they're weird. Let's just call it that for lack of a better term. Weird. Dare I say, scary, right? And then you start getting in zone. Look at the CCP. What's happening in China? China, they got facial recognition everywhere you go. You can't probably do very much without being under the thumb of the watchmen. They try to bring that over to Canada and watch their people over here. That's weird. This is not your country. Can't do that. Privacy is still a thing for now, until it's not. So I'm raising the flag and tooting the bell, let's just call it that, or sounding a bit of an alarm to my listeners that we might want to look up and wake up a little bit. People, wake up. The time is now. We have an airplane flying above, and it's a seaplane. Life is good as we know it now, but when we get to surgically dropping off microchips inside of our body and telling it to, you know, give us ease with our day-to-day lives, know that this one thing can be true, that it works for you until it works against you. Until your government says, well, now we reconfigured your microchip. And now if you are thinking a certain thought, you will be spending this amount of time in the digital prison. You may be thinking, we may take your money away from you and you can't spend it because you thought about something crazy. And then if you're like me, because you know you've thought about something crazy, now you can't unthink it. So now you're just thinking crazy thought after crazy thought, thinking, this ain't right. I'm not really thinking it. So you maybe have to tell your thoughts within your thoughts, I'm thinking this, but this ain't what I'm really thinking. Just to screw with the system. To get it to rejig and renege itself. You dig? That rhymed. But it's something that we should probably look at a little deeper. It is not going to be funny when what's inside of our brain that is able to read our thoughts and along with able to pay our bills is saying something counterintuitive to what you would like not being able to pay for things because you are in the red zone. That's counterintuitive. That's not okay. It's a scary place to be. And it could be where we are. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It could be where we are. So that was the thought that I had laying here out in the sun before, of course, the crop seeder chemtrail came and went right through the sun, therefore covering it up. I don't think I noticed that. It literally went right above the sun, and now it's spreading out, so the sun's being blocked. But that's also happening. But that sounds like a conspiracy theory if you're, you know, not paying attention. Because, you know, the problem is that, especially in during these days, truth is often stranger than fiction. We have to take our heads out of our butt and look up and realize sometime these chemtrails is exactly what they are. They're chemtrails. It was a long line in the sky. It's starting to disperse into small clouds, and it's covered up the sun. So where I was just warm 5 minutes ago, I'm no longer. It's cold. I got to put my shirt back on, go in the house. Research, people. Blind faith is no longer a good jam. I think it's probably not. I don't think that we should go against our leaders and start to, you know, lose hope and faith. I think we should pray for them and also let them know that we know what's up and that we should probably work together so that we can create a better world for the youth that are up underneath us. Otherwise, we're kind of screwed, not only by our thoughts, but by their actions. So when you leave this podcast episode, do yourself a favor and think about it. Chew on it. If you want to play it again, go ahead and play it back. Run that thing back. But what we should do is know that the things that are ahead, I don't want to sound like my grandparents. What y'all listening to? The music y'all listening to is crazy. Who is this Snoop puppet? And things like that. And I get it. It's just things are progressing and we're in a digital age that maybe we're not comfortable with. And I understand that. But the thing of the matter is that when we start implanting things in our body, our ownership of our thoughts, our actions, our autonomy is no longer ours. And even though it may present itself as cool, it might charge up your flying vehicle. And that's the only way you can use your flying vehicle, because now your flying vehicle is not equipped to use tangible keys. You have to use your hand to swipe it up, open and turn it on. Right? So it makes things that otherwise would have been able to work by you being able to control it, that it's no longer an option, that you have to have a chip in you, and that way you can control it. Which brings me to Revelation 13:16. May not buy, sell, or merchant unless you have the mark of the beast, and the name of the beast is equal to the number 666. Or something like that. Read it. But if you can't buy, sell, or merchant, you can't use and optimize and, you know, life just as you know it, it might be something to consider that these are the times that we're living in. The Bible may be more truth than you might have once thought. Because once again, truth can be oftentimes stranger than fiction. And we perish for lack of knowledge. Read the Bible. Later. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me.
Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.